This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I'm a financial journalist and CEO of Best Money Moves. That's my financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area.
So, Tom, this week I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, I don't want anybody to think this is ageism, but if you ask a 65-year-old guy how long he thinks he's going to live, the chances are he's going to say 80, right? Motley Fool says that's the most common answer. But the Social Security Administration says the average 65-year-old man actually lives to be 85. And if you're married, you tend to live longer than if you're single, right? So there are some things that, you know, shift things around. However, here's the thing. If the 65-year-old guy thinks he's going to live to be 80, but he actually lives 5 years longer, what's the chance that he is going to run out of money? And how do you come up for this idea of you have no idea how many years to actually plan for?
You know, anytime you're going to test a plan, someone's retirement plan, I always say err on the side of conservatism. In other words, run it to 95, because if you can make it to 90 or 95, you're going to be okay. You know, maybe test it with a higher income. Test it with more taxes taken out. You can do it that way. And this way, you're trying to work in some buffers here, because you made the comment. Look, if you live those extra years, again, if you're needing an extra $50,000 a year for 5 years, that's $250,000. Not to mention, as you age, of course, healthcare costs come into play. So it's really critical we consider some of these things as we age. And so longevity risk is another risk that comes in with inflation risk, comes in with the risk of increasing taxes, and the risk of a market, you know, the stock market.
Yeah.
Longevity risk is one of those. So you want to try to factor that into your overall plan.
You know, it's funny. I don't know about how old your kids are. So I've got one son is just turning 26 and the other one is 23. And when they were born, I read that the Gen Z population has at least a 50-50 chance of living to 100. Right. And if you think about how many people you know who are now 95 to 100,
sure.
I actually know a whole bunch. That centenarian group, is that how you say it? The people who live older? That number is a really fast growing group by percentage, you know, not
as
actual numbers. And so it feels like these numbers of, okay, you got to plan to live to be 85 or 90 or 95. I think for people who are younger, that number's just got to be so much bigger, right?
I agree. I think you should test even for, you know, it's funny because you make, you know, you talked about the 65-year-old who says, well, I think I'm going to make to 85 or whatever number. That is, you may have come across this too. You have these conversations and someone will say, you know, if I make it to 80, you know, or they have a number in their head. And that's fine. They come up with it for some reason, whatever, maybe it's genetics or they just have this sense that, hey, this is how long I'm going to make it. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, you don't want to be 83 full of life and out of money, right?
Oh, God,
so
no. Right.
That's, yeah. And so this is where we want to, again, err on the side of, hey, what if I do make it to 95? It was, you know, the person that makes it, I can't explain it as well. There used to be this comic strip where there was an older woman sitting on the front porch, and she said, I've lived so long, it's great, I'm so old, but most of those, my friends have gone away. They probably didn't think I made it to heaven. So something like that, right?
So, you know, it's kind of interesting. Even in my own life, I have people who, you know, have never imagined based on how long their parents lived that they would live this long.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmother lived to be 97 or 98, my dad's mom. But all five of her siblings died of heart disease before the age of 50.
Wow.
Right? But she was this outlier. And, you know, sadly, my dad died of a heart attack at 49. So he went after the other five aunts and uncles. But when I look at, like, my mom and her brother, they're in their mid-80s. My mom just celebrated 84. My uncle's 87. And their dad only lived to be 77, and the mom died at 61, my grandmother, on that side. And it's so interesting because they're both going strong, and we think, you know, they're going to do great. And so the numbers, you know, seem to be growing older and, you know, more and more. And to your point about needing extra help and extra health care, they both have needed that at certain mm-hmm. points of their life. And I know long-term care insurance, which we haven't talked about on this show yet, but we mm-hmm. should spend some time. Maybe we'll do it in the second half of the show today, talk a little bit about it. But, you know, long-term care covers some of that, but you really need, you know, if you need extra help and you want to stay in your house, that's not long-term care insurance, right?
No, that's custodial care. I mean, it's not
different.
Unless you have something that's going to cover that. But no, that's a lot of times you're going to private pay. And I think this comes back to the discussions we've had before, Elise, about this is why it's so important to have an income stream and a lifetime income stream, mm-hmm. right? Because if you're relying on this pot of money or a number, that can be the problem. So, for example, Social Security, that's just one example. That's a lifetime income. Maybe you defer it till 70 because you can have a benefit that goes from $32,000 a year up to $42,000 a year because you waited till 70 to take it. By the way, that's for the rest of your life. And so now you have a higher income. So does that make sense? These are things that we have to consider that are going to be impactful down the road. And so income planning is so critical to having, remember, an income stream, because as we age, and now that's this whole longevity risk of I want to still have those paychecks coming in. And so there's just moving parts here. But then we have the healthcare issues we can discuss at some point as well, or long-term care if that's an expense. But this is that asset protection piece, protecting the assets. That's part of that, you know, separate from the income planning. But this is all part of the plan, right?
Right. No, it should be. I should have mentioned, you know, you can reach Tom always at 630-934-1855 or at alphawealthgroup.com. You know, what I love, and I say this every week, but it's really true, his complimentary income planning packet gives you this report on how to maximize your income in retirement, right? And there's also an asset organizer and a budget worksheet, right? All these things are important because you need to think about how you're going to have the most amount of income when you stop actually earning income. And then how do you take all of the assets that you have? And for some people, it's going to be, you know, rental property. And that's going to be a way that you add in. And then you've got your budget worksheet, so you're factoring in how much you're actually going to spend. And those three pieces are the beginning of the retirement plan, the whole way that you start to think about how you're going to actually live for this final chapter of your life, however long it is. And we just simply don't know how long it's going to be. So you can call Tom and talk to him about that, 630-934-1855. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, more about how you manage your money in retirement on This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, co-founder of Alpha Wealth Group, and we are talking about money, specifically your money in retirement. You can reach Tom at 630-934-1855 or go to alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, I've always thought of life insurance as something that, you know, working people get. And every time I've actually had to apply for it, I find that I'm terrorized by this. I said earlier in the hour that my dad died when he was 49 of a heart attack, massive heart attack, just sort of died. And he didn't have nearly enough life insurance. Not nearly. But mm-hmm. it was one of those things where he and his brother were the younger partners in a law firm, and the senior partner was really old comparatively, and everybody thought he would die first. And you just mm-hmm. don't know. So every time I've had to get life insurance or my husband Sam's gotten it, you know, it's always taken me a long, relatively long period sure. of time to fill out my side of it because I just hate doing it. And I think I'm not alone here, but I know life insurance is so important. We've always had it. We've laddered our life insurance policies. I figured we should dive in and talk about this because I think that it's such a crucial part to a retirement plan.
Well, you know, it's a piece. We talk about the five pillars to your plan, which is having an income plan, having a tax plan, an investment plan. You know about those things. But there's also an asset protection piece, that proverbial moat around the castle, right? So mm-hmm. when unforeseen events happen, well, it can turn over everything else you've done, and whether it's a long-term illness, whether it's a premature death. And so while it's not the funnest piece of your retirement plan, it's certainly an important part of your plan, as you mentioned, Elise. You know, if you're going to purchase life insurance, by the way, I've been life insurance licensed over 25 years, but, you know, if you're going to use it, the question is, what are you using it for in your planning? And so life insurance can be a very important part. Keep in mind, again, if you pass away, the income goes away. You certainly can't contribute to a 401k anymore. And if you have Social Security, that goes away. A pension can be reduced. So we really have to understand where that's going to fit into our plan. Look, you know, we talk about insurance. The quickest way to clear out a room is say is introduce yourself as a life insurance salesman, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm going to try that at the next party I go to.
I'm not thinking many people at a cocktail party want to hang out with you, but although you could be an interesting person, but it is... I shouldn't besmirch life insurance.
So you are not, one, so no.
That's not intended. That's just one of the things we do here. But understand how it works, because it's too late. You know, you can't post-death do these things. So you can have a life insurance policy as part of your income plan to say, hey, if something happens to me, it's going to replace my Social Security. It's going to replace part of my pension. Or if I'm still working, it's going to replace. Life insurance is income tax-free to the beneficiaries. It's liquid, and it provides that protection. And so it is critical to think about it. If you have a life insurance policy through your work, keep in mind, if you leave, many times it's over. You don't have it anymore. And then what happens if you're uninsurable? So there's just so many working parts to how does this fit into my plan and how does it protect all this hard work that I put in protecting myself and my family? You know, life insurance is an important part.
Yeah, I just have to also point out, Tom, that people in a single income family, whether it's the husband who's working or the wife who's working, the or I should say the other spouse, because it could be, you know, two men, two women, but the other person who's not working is presumably taking care of kids, household, sure, all the other stuff. And if they're the ones who die, you think to yourself, well, they're not earning income anyway, so what do I have to cover? But the truth is they're doing things that actually would cost you money if you had to pay out of pocket. And so, you know, I've always advised, you know, dual couples in a couple relationship that you need to think about having life insurance on both people. The other thing I want to say is that a lot of times people will choose specific types of policies, right? Insurance policies that are, they're like, oh, well, if I get cancer, I need a cancer policy. Oh, maybe instead of that, I need a funeral insurance policy. But truly, you know, a term life policy is a cheaper, more flexible, more liquid way to cover those immediate expenses and give you a sense of continuation and permanence as you continue on trying to make, you know, catch up with the rest of your life. Wouldn't you agree?
I mean, yes. I mean, term life is something that you can own. That serves a purpose, especially for those people that, you know, because it is the least expensive. Keep in mind, though, it will end after a certain term. So if you're going to get a 20-year term or a 15-year or a 30-year term, that's for a block of time to protect, you know, for that time. There are permanent policies as well, guaranteed universal life, whatever. There's terms for these. But some of these policies actually now provide a long-term care benefit, which is interesting. So these companies just come on such a long way. So, for example, you could say, I'm going to buy this $500,000 benefit, and in the event I pass away, it's going to go to my spouse or my children or both and protect them. In the event, though, I have a long-term illness, these companies allow you to use your death benefit to pay for long-term care. So those are these new types of policies that are available out there. Again, not the funnest part. It's not as fun as Apple and Tesla and investing and growing your assets. But this is, like I said, that's this asset protection piece that you can put in place to protect. Again, it's, you know, you're paying for something you hope you never use. I get it. But it's so critical to your plan because you've personally experienced it, Elise, unfortunately. And when these things happen, your family can be really in a tough spot.
No question about it. And then for people who worry that they're just shelling out these premiums, you know, for nothing if they don't use the policy, they also have now return of premium policies where whatever you paid in, you get maybe not 100% back, but maybe you would get, I don't know, 90% back.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, I think it's worth, like I said, worth examining this one piece of your plan. It's just one piece. But understand, how am I protecting my family? How am I protecting in the event I pass away? protecting the income. Even some people will use it as a legacy piece. It's up to you. You know, you can buy a policy and say, no matter what happens, no matter what, in the event I pass away, my children are going to get $500,000 income tax free. If you want to use it for that, but there are uses for it in your plan. And I think just to say, life insurance, I don't need it. And maybe in some cases you don't necessarily need it, but it makes sense to consider it as part of your plan. And I would tell you too, if you're going to own it yourself. You can be, if you
what
own
do you
it
mean by
company.
That? What do you mean own it yourself as opposed to having me own it on you? Like,
well,
what
no,
do you mean?
I'm sorry. I should clarify. I mean, for those of you that have, hey, I have this policy through my company, be careful. Own it personally. Not, you can own it through the company too, but if you want to own the policy yourself, own it yourself. Now,
because there's tax. Wait, just go back to that for a sec, because people will be like, well, I don't understand. I thought I'm getting this as a free benefit from my company, but there are tax implications to getting it through the company, right?
There can be, because then what happens is it's considered a benefit, and then the certain amount, I think it's over $50,000 of group term, then you will, yeah, you'll get it on your W-2, and you'll pay taxes on that premium, what's considered a benefit to you.
So right? If you thought you would be getting, like, say, $500,000, but no, it's treated like income, so you that would immediately push you into the highest tax bracket, both for federal and state, and maybe 30-40, depending on where you live, percent of that would just disappear into taxes right away. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm sorry. I'm saying the premium that you may be receiving from your company, not the death benefit. So when you receive the death, well, I shouldn't say you won't receive it. You wouldn't be here, but your family would receive it. That's always income tax free. And so I'm just saying, consider owning it on your own outside, because if you change jobs, if you leave a job, now that all of a sudden you're without a policy, that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
So you want to be the owner. You're the owner and the insured, and then someone else is the beneficiary. Those are three pieces to a life insurance policy. You can own a policy on your spouse. You can own a policy on one of your parents. I know this doesn't sound, maybe I shouldn't even say this one, but I've seen this has been done. You can purchase a policy on one of your parents. You own it. They're the insured, and you're the beneficiary.
So there's a lot of it. This is part of that asset protection, estate and legacy planning piece, right, of your income planning packet and the complete retirement plan. It's just thinking about all the different levers that you can pull in order to get the desired outcome.
Yeah, don't overlook this. Examine what your coverage is. Examine how it's owned. Examine what you really need to put in place, because as I said, if you pass away, income goes away, retirement income can go away, your Social Security will go away, and so is it necessary to have this in place? And there's other reasons you may want to have it, but you know, don't just, you know, dismiss it as something you may not need. It may be something that makes sense for you, and if you really take a look at it.
Yeah, I think that's really helpful. Well, you know, again, it goes back to this idea that, you know, you have to really plan for death, and nobody likes to even think about that. I mean, who does? Like, I wouldn't want to do it. I'd much rather go for a walk on a beautiful day than sit in front of my computer and start running numbers like this, right? I mean, that just stinks.
Yeah.
So, you know, absolutely important to do. And, you know, Tom, you're such a good person, and it's so easy to talk to you about this stuff that, I think that our listeners, I hope they'll take you up on your offer to call and, you know, talk through their retirement questions, because it's just really hard to do. It's hard to think about that. Well, anyway, we're out of time. So, again, passes so quickly. That's it for this edition of This Week in Wealth. You can find Tom at alphawealthgroup.com or call 630-934-1855. And please join us back here next week. We're going to have another conversation about your money on This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.